having trouble meeting someone special?
In no way, shape, or form do I feel any feelings of intimacy towards you in any way whatsoever.
Why not try it in a second language?
What's happening, hot stuff?
Pop-up Chinese. Mad, bad, and dangerous to know.
Welcome to Film Friday. I'm Dave.
I'm Anthony.
大家好，我是Echo.
And we have a film this week that Anthony found. And it's a pretty popular movie. It's a pretty funny movie. Even Echo has seen it.
What do you mean by even? Come on.
Well, I think we all have seen it. All three of us have seen it in the movie theater.
I didn't see it in the movie theater.
I didn't either.
No.
Okay.
We saw it on pirated DVD.
This is back when I was living in the States and I had to pay for my video experience.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a good clip. So let's take a listen to it now.
<笑>宝贝儿，照张相，我死了，真是个怪人。
你在葬礼上认识的。
There are a lot of clues in this clip.
Some could call this man either crazy or a genius.
Yes. Why don't we take a look at the dialogue? We're not going to translate it line by line, but we're just going to pull out a couple of interesting words as we run into them.
You only need the gist for this.
Yes. Echo?
就活在梦里。
你喜欢那个女孩吗?
So that's our first clue that it's about dating, really.
她很性感。
Useful word means sexy.
性感。我昨天才勾上的。昨天?是啊。我昨天才勾上的。
And that's an interesting word right there.
Mm-hmm. 勾上的. Hook up.
Pick someone up.
We have a lot of dating vocabulary here.
Yeah.
I picked up this hottie last night.
Come on. How you
I need this one, Echo. Come on.
No.
I was like, I will not betray my sisters, Anthony. Actually, how would you say hottie? You could say la mei, but
or
I mean, would you really call someone a la mei, Echo?
No.
No, I mean, that's...
This is more of like gummer talk. Like talking with the gummers, this hottie.
Yeah.
This chick was so hot.
Anyway, useful word to pick up.
勾上.
What's next?
我昨天骑车经过一个墓地，她男朋友刚刚死了。
This is ridiculous.
Well, here in China, I don't even have a car. So I guess it's
a bike.
It's definitely a bike. And he went to a special place, which is a big clue.
我昨天骑车经过一个墓地.
Echo?
你在葬礼上认识的.
你在葬礼上认识的.
是啊, 连个男的死于意外, 多么傻呀。
是呀,那个男的死于意外,多么傻呀。
So her boyfriend just died?
In an EY, which is an accident.
Baby,
this is awful. But yes, that is the word for...
There's heavy sarcasm. In this quote right here.
And that is actually how you tell someone to take a photo.
照张相.
Yep.
照张相.
照张相.
真是个怪人.
真是个怪人.
I guess that's a literal translation of what they were saying in the English movie.
Yeah, I think you could also substitute idiot in for this, too.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense directly translated this way, does it? Yeah? Okay. And then the last line.
你在葬礼上认识的。
你在葬礼上认识的。So repeat.
Yeah. So we've seen this. You've seen this, Anthony.
Many times, many times. This is one of my favorite duos in cinema. The main actor in this is so money, he actually does know it.
Yeah, it's just got like, it's got an almost perfect cast.
Well, it's funny that John McCain is in this movie. And that's not even a lie, an exaggeration. That is the truth.
Huh.
But don't worry, you cannot find his name on the film credits on IMDb, so don't even try that.
So Imran will not get this from the John McCain clue. Okay.
Also, there's a very, very strong Dr. Quinn medicine woman tie to this.
Huh. Anyway, why don't we go back and just quickly review some of the words that have come up in this dialogue. They're all about dating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have the word, obviously, for to meet somebody.
认识.
And then if you want to pick them up,
勾上.
On your bicycle.
Mm. 勾上.
He puts his all into his work. Mm. Echo, what do you think of the movie?
我觉得很浪漫.
Really? I would have thought you'd have thought it would be the opposite of 浪漫.
Well, the end.
The end is very 浪漫.
It's okay. A romantic comedy. I mean, everything works out in the end.
Mm.
Some jerk gets punched. I mean, it's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
而且坏人变好了。
Well, I don't think they're 坏人。
Well, 坏男人。
Okay. Anyway, those are probably enough clues for today. Before we go, let's take a listen to the clip one more time.
你在葬礼上认识的？是啊，那个男的死于意外，多么傻呀！宝贝儿，照张相，我死了，真是个怪人。
你在葬礼上认识的？
So Anthony, this is probably going to be a bit tougher than Ghostbusters 2. A lot of people guessed that. I'm wondering if it was the ooze reference. Gave it away. Anyway, Echo, if somebody gets this correctly, what should they do?
别忘了给我写信到 echo@popupchinese.com.
Right. And if you're right, we're going to give you a free month of premium access to Pop Up Chinese.
And you're going to be getting all the useful information, even on the dating tips in China.
Yes. Okay. So make sure you get your guess into Echo. From Beijing, I'm David.
I'm Anthony.
我是 Echo.
And we'll see you next week.
And live the dream.
Live the dream. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.